Welcome. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. And out and about, acting like everything's normal. Well, nothing is normal these days, but farming has to go on. Farmers are going to be in the field, they're going to do some spring field work, and they need their supplies. From Ag Concepts, Doug Wentzel, I understand you're out delivering today.
Yes, sir. Essential business, and it's another beautiful day in the socially distant neighborhood.
You know, I've said a couple of times, I 6 feet has been a little bit too close even in the past, so this is okay.
Yeah, this is not a halitosis problem.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so I guess the farmers that you visit with on a regular basis, daily basis, how are guys doing? How are farmers' attitudes this spring in all of the midst of this global pandemic?
They're so doggone resilient. It's so wonderful to be out and about visiting with farmers instead of sitting and watching the news. It's fun. I've seen eagles and deer, and also corn harvesting, amazingly, here in March. But most guys' yards are dry. There's very little water in the ditches, and the fields are really opening up nice. I'm really hoping we get an early spring. And again, before we go on too far, I'll get carried away. I just want to give a shout out along with everybody else. Yes, how wonderful our healthcare system is, the doctors, the nurses, the EMTs, and thank you for all the wonderful policemen and firemen and EMTs. I know that I'm just speaking what everybody thinks on a regular basis, but the things we take for granted.
Yeah, and so true. Everything has changed. It's all different, but farmers are out there doing what they have done all these years past, and maybe the food supply has been taken a little bit for granted. And but the EMTs, the doctors, the nurses, they're on the front lines. Farmers are creating and going to manufacture and grow once again the food, fuel, and fiber for the world to keep on spinning on a normal basis.
Yep, the farmers are on the front line when things are normal, because our basic need is to eat. And so we, again, thank you, farmers. You guys are so resilient, so good attitude. I mean, wish we could plant some of that attitude in some of these cities and on the East and West Coast.
Yeah. All right. Well, to grow all those great crops, they need some great fertilizers. So what's a good starter? What's a good plan that you have from Ag Concepts, Doug?
Oh, the simplest, Nick, and listeners, is just use Agzyme to increase your fertilizer efficiency. After 1, 2, even 3 years, you're using the product for free, because we are so enlivening the microbes that they actually do more with less. And that's what we're not only saving money, but more importantly, we're giving yield results. Our NDSU testing for the last 10 years has averaged in that 10% range. And I don't know any other product that you can talk about that gives a 10% yield bump on a consistent basis. Obviously, it's still weather related, but and by the way, fill up your tank with ethanol. We gotta use up some corn here. So.
Yeah, another good reminder from you, Doug. Hey, now you've used the phrase farmers are using your product for free. Now you just mentioned the 10% yield bump. So elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, we're actually catching it on both ends in a good way. Guys are actually, because of the economy, they're cutting back their fertilizer just slightly so that they could use Agzyme for free, and they're getting. I've got a farmer down at Havana that he said the last 3 years I've had record yields was using Agzyme for free. So this isn't based on postulation. This is a real life experience. And again, my DVDs that I've got recorded, interviews of guys around the area, they all say, yeah, we're using it for free and seeing better soil health, better tilth, better, less tip back on the corn, more pods on the beans. Again, when Guy has 55 to 70 bushel of beans 7 years running. That's something to stop and just take a look at. You know, start testing us, using us. It's what I consider a no-brainer.
Doug, AgZyme, farmers might not understand what's in it. What are the components, both you know, chemically and biologically?
Well, what's nice is we are very focused on the biological in the soil. And, you know, somebody said soil without biology is just geology. You've got to, it's the biology that breaks down that expensive fertilizer. And that's why guys can use this for free because we do it more efficiently. But along with that mix and growers, we have a really good humic acid up at East Grand Forks. A guy tested us against another humic acid, and his comment, not only did we perform better, but we were less cost and easier to use. And that's when you have a 35-year track record, we are the most tested and the easiest to use. And then later this summer, we'll talk about our foliar feed, that the old feed the teenager. Get that crop producing optimally.
For sure. All right. Other products from Ag Concepts other than AgZyme, Doug?
Yeah, that's the superhume with the humic acid. We use the best Leonardite shale out there, and it happens to come from North Dakota. No surprise there. And then with that, we also have our foliar feed. We do have another product that is a yield chaser for legumes, but we don't. Right now, most guys are tightening the belt, so just use the AgZyme, use the humic acid in some of your challenging soils that are both light or high pH or very tight, heavy clay soils. And we work there, too. We increase phosphate efficiency that way. And so
all right.
Lots of, you know, we have lots of information. You can go to agconcepts.com and tickle out the name of either the products or the crops. And just give me a call. I'll send out the DVD that has these interviews. You know, when as much as I like the university testing, we've tested over 40 universities and independent research facilities over the last 30 years. Along with that, we have the real, you know, out the backyard, your neighbors using the product, and that's what makes the difference. So getting local results,
testimonials in the field. Alrighty, Doug Wentzel of Ag Concepts. Again, what's the best way for farmers to get more info or get a hold of you?
AgConcepts.com, or just call me on my cell, 320-491-9597, 320-491-9597.
Alrighty, and that's what I did today, and you answered, by golly.
Yep.
So,
thanks much. Everybody stay safe, healthy, and happy.
thank you, Doug. Yeah, and out and about, visiting with farmers, delivering the product for the spring planting season. Doug, have a safe weekend. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.